So as the new academic year begins, there is much talk of what are appropriate learning programs for students at all levels. I know there was some news articles on it locally the other day. And here too, at Sacred Heart, Carolyn Gale has been working hard over the summer on our faith formation programs. There is so much more than solely academic curricula that young students especially must learn to prepare them for their life pursuits. And certainly, guiding the young people on their spiritual journeys and helping students understand what their aptitudes are should be high on the list. We must all take care to be realistic about what individual students are good at and what they may be called to be in their occupation later in life. The popular promise of many commencement speakers that students can be whatever and whoever they want to be, while sounding positive and encouraging, may be going a little too far. Better advice may be to spend time and resources helping a student appreciate what his or her gifts and talents are, and to use those talents to the best of one's abilities. I am reminded of something a wise friend said to me years ago. In college, he played on the offensive line for his football team at Columbia University. As you might imagine, he was built for it. He was 6'3", upwards of 260 pounds in college. He was a big guy. And he was known to say, no matter how hard I try and how much I practice, I'm never going to be a ballerina. Well, he was suited for football. A golf buddy of mine proclaimed as I was standing over what should have been a makeable putt the other day, one needs to know his limitations. I assume that was a general comment. So what does all this have to do with today's gospel? In a word, much. It is very definitely about humility. To be clear, humility does not have to be a negative life experience, such as a failure of some sort that causes one to feel embarrassed or in some way less adequate than others. And it certainly does not mean one cannot try to stretch oneself to achieve more or to be more proficient at something. We often consider that being humble is to remain quietly on the sidelines or downplay our actions or significant contributions, to go quietly about our business without fanfare, to deflect attention from ourselves, and to accept praise graciously. All of these things may characterize a humble person. But is that what a humble person will be exalted for? And by whom will the humble person be exalted? In today's gospel, Jesus was talking about something much more important than all of that, virtuous as all of that is. True humility develops by recognizing what our strengths and limitations are. True humility is a positive character trait that allows us to seek an understanding of God's will for us and the appreciation of the capabilities and gifts that God created us with. It is in acknowledging who is all-powerful and all-knowing, and who isn't. God has a plan for each of us. Trust God for that. Striving to understand that God wants what is best for each of us and certainly wants us all to be happy pays big dividends. That understanding starts with accepting and using what God gave us. Satisfaction in life is just the beginning benefit of that. Doing what God asks of us to the best of our ability is an expression of gratitude to God, and it is very much humility. And there's the payoff. Jesus promised the one who humbles himself will be exalted by God. Summarily, true humility is a realization of who we are relative to God. Knowing who we are relative to God ensures that our interpersonal relationships will be healthy and fruitful, that we will treat others with dignity and respect, and certainly not with unwarranted superiority. Any feelings of superiority over another person should be squashed by remembering who God is and who we are. True humility is realizing that each and every person, those greater and lesser than ourselves, is created in the image and likeness of God. And there's the reality check. If we need a model of humility, we can look to Jesus Christ himself. In St. Paul's letter to the Philippians, he wrote, "Though he was in the form of God, Jesus did not regard equality with God something to be grasped at. Rather, he emptied himself and took the form of a slave, being born in the likeness of men. And because of this, God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every other name." The reading from Sirach today is at odds with present-day sentiment of many. In saying, "What is too sublime for you, seek not. Into things beyond your strength, search not." But a loving God exalts the one who strives to understand the will of God, who defers to God's infinite wisdom, and who accepts his or her gifts and talents and uses them for the good of humankind in accordance with God's plan. One who does these things humbles himself, stands tall, and is repaid at the resurrection of the righteous.